Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Tuesday morning, November 28th. The ballot for Illinois' 2018 primary is starting to take shape. Yesterday was the start of the filing period for established party candidates running in the March primary. Major candidates for governor submitted petitions Monday, including Republican Governor Bruce Rauner, who's seeking re-election. Several Democrats are vying for the chance to unseat the first-term governor. Those who filed petitions include billionaire J.B. Pritzker, businessman Chris Kennedy, and state senator Daniel Biss. The Moline Police Department can't do it alone. To fight crime, it needs help from city residents. That was the message yesterday during a community meeting on crime hosted by Mayor Stephanie Acri. Interim Police Chief John Hitchcock told the audience of about 25 people his officers can't be successful without their assistance.
Even if you are not sure if it's a real big problem, we want you to come to us because it may be something that may assist us in something maybe you are not even aware about. So please feel free to come forward with anything that you think might be an issue.
Hitchcock says it's vitally important that there be a strong partnership between officers and residents. Moline Detective John Leach is coordinator of Quad Cities Crime Stoppers, which has just started offering a smartphone app called P3 Tips. The app makes it easy to submit tips anonymously, and soon it will be available in some Moline schools.
One of the problems we have is kids don't want to be seen going to the liaison officer's office or coming out of there and being labeled a snitch. So there's a lot of bad things happening in the schools, and we're hoping that by putting the P3 app within the school so kids can tip the liaison officer, then hopefully we have less violence in there.
Since P3 Tips was introduced this fall, two-thirds of the tips to Crime Stoppers are now coming in this way. Proposed changes to the federal estate tax are getting a lot of attention as Congress works on an overhaul of the tax code. Katarina Sestark reports the so-called death tax rarely applies to farms.
Agricultural groups have called for a repeal of the estate tax because they say it can be a barrier to keeping a farm in the family. Iowa State University Professor Emeritus Neil Harles says he hasn't found a family that had to give up their farm because of the estate tax.
I think there are very, very, very few that really are put in a bind because of the federal estate tax payment.
Data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows that 0.4% of farm operator estates paid the estate tax in 2016. The federal estate tax applies to an estate worth at least $5.5 million for a single person and $11 million for a married couple. The U.S. Senate is proposing to double the threshold, and the House would phase out the estate tax entirely. I'm Katarina Sestarek, Iowa Public Radio News.
Clinton County supervisors are considering a deal that would rebate property taxes to new owners of Ashford University's former campus. Auditor Aaron Van Lanker says yesterday the board listened to representatives of Clinton Catalyst as they proposed an agreement with the city and county.
An academy of sorts based in China that's interested in moving into the old Ashford University campus in the middle of Clinton. And as part of that deal, they have asked Clinton County to partner with the city of Clinton in offering some tax incentives.
Clinton Catalyst is asking for tax abatements based on how many employees and students come to live, work, and go to the school on the former college campus. The developers say the academy could give Clinton a $16 million economic boost over 5 years. Van Lanker says the Chinese education company is not an upstart. It owns and operates 3 successful academies in China and 2 in England. Clinton County staff will evaluate the proposal and work with developers on details. The Board of Supervisors may vote on a final proposal next month. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.